Epic 3D Gaming Network is proud to present Minecraft Under the Bedrock.
Everybody, and welcome to episode 26 of Minecraft Under the Bedrock. Really quick, before I introduce the one other person in this call, because it seems like this situation has been happening a lot lately, I just would like to bring up our quick sponsor, Electrade Online. They are great if you want to sell some games to them or buy some games from them. You won't get an unreasonable price out of them. So if you're looking for unreasonable prices, sorry. So, yeah, guys, I am Brandon Celine, and today I am joined by Mr. Connor Black.
Hello.
Yeah, and this is the cast we have today, guys, because I forgot to tell them that we were recording today. So, yeah, I think we're going to start recording on other days and then just releasing episodes on Monday. I think that would be a good idea, right, Connor?
Yep.
Yeah, so... we had the show planned out and everything today, though, guys, so everything is nice. So I think I'm going to go first this time in the weekly check-in, because I haven't in a while. So, yeah. All right. Oh, yes. We have to go over the server news first, guys, because it's kind of just, yeah, it's important, because you won't know what we're talking about. Unless we go over the server news first. So, in server news, we added two bosses to the Minecraft game that you can go in there. You don't even have to install any mods or anything. You can go in there. You can turn to the arena portal when you do slash spawn. And you will spawn in the arena world. Yeah, these bosses are pretty awesome, guys. There's Mender and Masuth, and Mender can one hit you, Masuth can like five hit you, and they can each strike you with lightning, and they have other sneaky abilities. And don't be fooled by the slow zombie aspect of the game. I upped Mender's speed. They each look like normal mobs, but they are far from normal mobs, right, Connor?
Indeed.
Yeah, they are like insanely far from normal mobs. But yeah, well, Brandon Stock built a bank in the city like he said he would on the last episode. It kind of stinks, so he's going to rebuild it sometime this week. And we are electing a new mayor for Epic 3D City. To apply for mayor, email the show. Mayor's privileges will be ruling over everyone in the city and having access to the city item stash. All of the items in Minecraft are in the item stash, so... if you want items, run for mayor. But you have to keep your responsibility or else we can vote you out and impeach you. Or whatever that word is. So, Connor, I'm going to let you go first for the weekly check-in.
Yes, I'm unmuted. Okay. I bought and recorded some stuff with Fraps. That's basically all I did. And I tested out your mobs, and I spawned people into the mob arena.
Yeah.
What I'm doing right now, by the way?
What?
Fighting Mender.
Oh, really? You want to tell the good people about what you were doing to 123 Rad?
Oi, it was you as well.
No, it was not me.
You're a liar.
It was not me. You know, half the people listening right now don't know what we're talking about, so I'm just going to go over what we did. There's a command we can do to spy on people, and we can still kind of interact with them. They just can't see us. It's / anti-cheat spy and then their player name. So we would go up on this one guy, and Connor was pinging him with arrows. And, you know, the new thing where the arrows stick on them, Connor just got a kick out of that or something. And
it's
hilarious. Yeah, it was pretty funny that because I TP'd to him and he had like an arrow sticking out of his butt. So it was pretty funny. but we're sorry if we pinged you with arrows. We just found it very entertaining, and if you go on my Steam profile, you'll see the millions of Steam screenshots I got of Connor pinging arrows onto people. I have one of the arrow in midair, too, which I think I'm going to post.
That's what I'm doing now.
Pinging people with arrows.
Oh, I bounced off him. Oh, wait, really? No, there it is.
Yeah, the server's been getting a great community lately, guys. At least every day we have at least 10 new guys join, which is actually a lot for a server nowadays, but I couldn't be more satisfied. We are having a great community and a great time, and, you know, the only problem that I've had is when people come in and say, like, oh, I'm a big fan, can I join the podcast, and they just annoy me like that for 2 hours straight or something. Yeah, you don't want to do that, because I get frustrated, and I end up kicking or muting or not banning, but kicking or muting people, and actually most of the time it's killing, because, you know, you actually suffer a consequence for killing. So, and I did temp ban a guy for like 30 seconds, so he was not too happy about that, but he's lucky I didn't do it for 12 hours, like that's the default time. So we've had to ban a few people this week, mostly griefers, but that was not my week. My week basically consisted of making these bosses, because I made them from scratch, and I had an outline of a plugin that one of my friends...
By the way, I hate to interrupt, but one of the people he temp banned... You temp banned more than one person. You temp banned me as well, because I
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
And I got really mad. Person. I'm a human.
So I made these bosses from...
I'll burn down the giant statue.
A plugin one of my friends gave me. And the only glitches I found with them is they're supposed to be able to talk, and for a while they were talking and saying, like, I'm going to come get you and stuff like that, but now they're not talking. So I know what's wrong with it. One of the syntaxes is messed up in the script. So that's what's been annoying me, too. The syntax for Notepad++ is just so, so odd. But guys, about the bosses spawning on you, and Connor, I don't even want to know what that's about, but don't worry about them spawning on
you. You know that redstone clock just outside the arena?
Yes.
The one with all the dispensers on it?
Yeah.
You turned it on. I just returned it back on.
Wow.
Now there's mobs everywhere. There's zombies, cows, pigs, and sheep, and chickens.
Great. I know what I gotta do after this podcast. So that
run, villager, run.
Week, well, most of my week. But another thing I really had fun doing was working on the city, and I made a troll video. Because these guys were just fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting, and so I. Eventually they were like, okay, we gotta settle this, and I'm like, hold on, let me go start up Fraps and then you can fight. So I started up Fraps and I recorded them fighting, and then I eventually struck them with lightning because I got pretty mad. And I put it on YouTube.
I'm spawning villagers everywhere.
You guys can go to the Epic 3D YouTube channel and check it out. So I don't know, the frame rate was all messed up, so it looks pretty bad, but it's pretty funny, actually, because you can hear the thunder or the lightning in the background and stuff. So, but really quick, me and Connor wanted to bring up, because it's been on our nerves all day, and me and Connor are beta testing Office 2013. It's 2013, right, Connor?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the setup is a little annoying, Connor.
I raged a lot.
Yeah, it's the most stress I've seen Connor in for a few years.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, yes it is.
No, it isn't.
Well, except for a few days ago.
You don't know the half of it.
But it is pretty cool. It has a Google Docs aspect of it where you can both edit the file. So it is really interesting what they've added to it. I'm making right now things for, I highly suggest getting it because I'm using Excel to make things that will go online and grab the ratings for the show and automatically send it to everybody with a click of a button and does everything I just said with a click of a button. So it's pretty awesome. Yeah. But those ratings will not be released publicly because I don't release the show's ratings publicly.
Oh, I forgot something. We forgot something in Minecraft News.
What? No, we didn't do Minecraft News yet.
I know. I'm saying I'm looking at the thing. I forgot something.
Oh.
That's pretty exciting.
Well, I'm not looking at that, so you got to put it in Skype. Anyway, so yeah, that was pretty cool. What do you have? What are your aspects on the new office, Connor?
I wish you could change the color because it's a bit bland.
You can. We just haven't figured it out. They've changed a lot of things. Things meaning
my custom Skype sounds.
Oh my gosh, those are funny, but don't play them over because I'll have to edit them out.
I don't think it was allowed.
Okay, yeah, I didn't hear it, so you're fine. But anyway. So, yeah, I think...
Why am I lagging? Okay.
I think we're ready to go into our mod of the week, right, Connor? You think? What do you think?
I think that we should say that it's the timber mod, and that it's the mod that lets you chop down a tree with just chopping down one block, and if you chop down the bottom block, the entire tree will fall.
Yeah, for some reason, my computer cannot handle this mod. Like, it can handle... like Tekkit and Technic perfectly fine, which are like take up.
It's actually a very intensive
more
mod.
Than double the RAM that does. But for some reason, my graphics card is really sensitive, and
it's sensitive.
It just crashes whenever I try the Timber mod, and you know lately if I
it also computer, is not compatible
like I can my graphics card is good, but it has it's glitchy. Like I can play Minecraft in 3D. Like, I do that all the time, and that takes a lot of power. But when I leave my graphics card alone for, like, 3 minutes, I come back and it says, your graphics card has crashed, and it closes all the Steam games I'm playing at the time, all the Minecraft games I'm playing at the time. And it's really annoying. Believe me, it is nerve-wracking. And today I got a blue screen, so I think I got to get something checked out. It's beyond my repair. And that's saying a lot. But, yeah. Connor, haven't you been having some technical issues lately?
Not anymore. Ever since I punched my computer, everything's going fine.
Oh, really? Wow. My technical issues with the new computer are still not fixed because I just decided to get back into that project, and then now I can't get internet in that room for some reason. Like, just that room. Every other room around it is fine.
Oh, look, I think someone's going to fight the boss.
But, yeah. So, oh, and about the bosses, guys, there's a shop, a little shop that you can go into.
Am I still invisible?
No. In there, and turn your mic off. There's a little shop that you could go into in there and buy stuff. We had item frames on the shop, near the shop, but people stole them because those are entities in... World Edit or World Guard does not block entities from being smashed and bashed and kicked and abused. So yeah. So those are gone, and we tracked down who did it. We were just too lazy to put the item frames back up. So the people who did it though got a 12-hour ban. But I want to say. I didn't say this. I know what Brandon Stock did in game today, or the whole week. Of course, he made the bank, and he got pwned by the bosses, and that was pretty funny, wasn't it, Brandon?
Oh, that was hilarious. I was in creative.
Yeah, you didn't tell him you weren't in creative anyway. You were like, okay, Brandon, can you go hit that spider for me? It's kind of annoying me. And you didn't tell him it was a boss. You're just like, can you go hit that spider? And he's like, how much damage do you think it'll do? He's like, oh, normal spider damage, only like 2 hearts. And it kills him like 5 hearts.
That's
the funny part. He hits Mender, and Mender strikes lightning with him. He's like, what is this? I'm like, yeah, you don't want to hit him that way.
He also, something I don't think he quite realized 100% was the fact that I was in creative for the entire battle, and that level 25 and level 23 enchantment.
He must have been in creative for half of the battle, Connor, because I go around the arena 2 days after, and all the blocks are broken. I'm going around log blocking them. His username is coming up for each one of them. I'm like, seriously?
I re-opped him about halfway through.
Yeah, everybody on the network is op except someone I'm going to hire soon. He's going to kick this show up a notch more than it already is.
Unfortunately.
More than it already is, a lot. I can see this show improving. But yeah, he had a fascinating week, and I can't believe he didn't know about the /enchant command, because he's like he built a little enchantment room on the top of the arena because he didn't know about the enchant command. He's like enchanting everything by, and didn't he use XP bottles too? Because he was like an idiot.
I knew about the XP, but I prefer to use the enchanting table thing, so that when I'm giving people gifts, I don't give them mega swords.
Yeah, when we were checking out that inventory C command, right? That was pretty cool. That is that's pretty cool, actually.
Using a visibility potion on your homework.
Like we were kind of being trolls this week, and we would put like a 64 stack of diamonds in people's inventories, and then right when they had it in their hand, we'd take it out, and they'd go, "Where's my diamonds?" And that was pretty funny. And then this one time, this guy steals my god sword, and I'm like, "Yeah, I wouldn't do that. This could either go down one way or three ways. You could give me back that sword, I could take that sword from you, or I can kill you." And he selected the take the sword from me thing. And of course, I let him play with it for about 2 minutes, and then I took it from him. Because he's just, like, wielding this thing around. And the thing I was afraid of, though, is somehow this kid would, like, somehow find a way to die with it. And then someone else would have it, and I'd have to, like, track it down. And that was a big deal. But yeah, the people I want to give a shout out today, though, is Eric Mario, Stuff 1010, and Mayhem of All Worlds. They are guys who.
What on earth is Tim?
What?
In the chat, some.
Oh yeah, you must have done the Enchanter thing.
Possibly.
Yeah. But anyway, I've been trolling them all week. Just going to their house and striking them with lightning. I go up to their house and I have the power tool binded to my minecart. So they're like, I'm like, "Hey guys, I'm going to give you a minecart." And they're like, "Oh cool, we really needed a minecart." And so I'll walk up to them and I'll be like, "Oh wait, I got to break this block. It's not supposed to be here." And I break the block and then lightning comes down and strikes them. And that's just funny. That's pretty funny though, because they're like, "Where did that lightning come from?" And that lightning you can hear that sound from pretty far away. Have you ever noticed that, Connor?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at least a million blocks away, you can still hear that lightning.
How do you enchant stuff with that command, by the way? I could figure it out.
/enchant, knockback, whatever you want. But anyway, so I think we're going to move on to our tip of the week. When in the E3GN server, you guys should turn to if you are interested in having a clean building environment, you should turn left into the portal room and go into the plot world. You can create a plot in this plot world and just build whatever your little mind has in it, as long as it is not explicit, because we will come and we will super pickaxe it. So, because we all know the admins love their super pickaxe. So, you know, I saw a Pokemon statue the other day in the server, and I was thinking about TNT nuking it, because that's bad. I don't want that in there. Yeah, if your place gets nuked and it's a Pokemon place, you know why now. So yeah, I think we should move on to the plugin, and then Connor's going to take over later into the show a little bit, but he's going to take charge. But anyway, our plugin of the week is Dynamic Map or Dyn Map. Basically, this is awesome. The plugin projects a map of the world onto your browser for you to view anywhere around the world, even on mobile devices. But the thing is, it loads every single chunk, and it does cause lag. But you can, we don't want this on there because of the lag issue and because it could cause lots of griefing. But I know I went into, or I checked it out on a browser of people who already had it. It is pretty cool. But it does, I noticed when I actually went into the server that it's hooked up on, and we tried it, it's really laggy. So, we are going to up the RAM on our server. It does help a little, up the RAM on our server. Right now it is 3 gigabytes, right? Yeah, it's 3 gigabytes, and we're going to up it to 4, later tomorrow, probably, or later this week. So, yeah. So, Connor, have you seen this YouTube video, Connor? Because we actually got a YouTube video on the show today.
I didn't watch it through.
Okay. Then I'll explain it, because I saw it yesterday for, like, the third time, and it just cracks me up. You can't help laughing. I am a big All Sham No Wow fan. A big Mark fan. Not so much Captain Sparkles, but definitely All Sham No Wow. And it's just him in this video. The video is called Best of Skyblock 2.0 by Captain Sparkles. And just him in the video, half of the clips are him screaming about something or dying somehow. And it's just so funny, because there's this one time where he spawns back in the skyblock, and he just falls. He spawns in the lava for the thing, and he's screaming. But yeah, that's just hilarious. And it's just a fun thing. There's this other time too when he's like out in the nether for the nether part of the skyblock, and he's like, oh yeah, nothing can hurt me out here. And then a big blast fire charge comes at him. He's like, what the heck was that? But yeah, that was definitely funny. So, Connor, you want to tell him about this new Xbox update?
They added quick select for...
Maybe you should say what version the update is.
1.8.2.
Yeah.
They added quick select for the creative menu, and can you stop the echoing, because I can hear it.
So yeah, the Pocket Edition was updated, and they added paintings, mushroom farming, melons, zombie pigmen, a nether reactor, and the nether reactor isn't available in creative mode. We quickly figured that out.
Well, it's available, you can get it, but you can't use it.
Yeah, you can get it, but you can't make it work. Like, we figured that out the hard way. Like, we were trying for, like, what? At least an hour, right? And it was just not working.
I basically just kept trying over and over and over. And
yeah, it was not working. And they also added glowstone, guys. So, 1.4.5 to come. Sometime next week, Minecraft 1.4.5 will be released. It is mostly bug fixes, guys. So... In Epic 3D News, Cluster's Request will record on a Wednesday between now and 10 years from now, because...
By the way, about Minecraft updates.
Oh.
There is a very, very, very good chance that after the completely bug-fixed version of 1.4 point whatever comes out, that they're going to start releasing new content again. So more new stuff.
Yeah, a lot of the updates lately have been new bug fixes, because the Halloween update was released
They broke something a lot.
Yeah, the Halloween update was released very, like, quickly. They did not have it in dev for a while. So it was, like, 1.3 it was in dev for at least 5 months. And then 1.4 was only in dev for about 2 months. Yeah, 2 months. So it was not well beta tested, as you could say. So, yeah, Connor. So we went over the Epic 3D news, and we are looking for sponsors and hosts. So, Connor, you want to go over your news for your YouTubers?
Let me pull up the doc. Yeah, I'm recording videos weekly as of currently.
So. Yeah. So, with a lot of energy. So, yeah, I guess he's recording videos weekly. So, yeah, I can tell this show is going to be a flop. Our live record times, or our record times, I should say. This show records on Mondays, and that's, as of now, all that is recording. This show's email is minecraftunderthebedrock@gmail.com. The show's site is minecraftunderthebedrock.webs.com. The show Twitter is MinecraftUTB, @MinecraftUTB. The network's Twitter is @Epic3D. Brandon's Twitter, wow, referring to myself in, like, third person, that's smart. My Twitter is bcelene393. Connor's Twitter is @cblack393. And the vanilla server is 69.117.69.26. Sorry for the short and buggy episode. I can already tell it's going to take like an hour to edit because it had tons of walk-ins. But, yeah. Anything you want to say, Connor?
Hi.
Yeah, we were about 20 minutes late for that, but okay. Well, I guess we'll see you later. See you next week, guys. Take a look at our YouTube channel. Take a look at our YouTube channel, Epic 3D Gaming Network. See you guys.
Adios.